All right. Cool.
How you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm in Central Asia. It's 11 o'clock at night on Thursday, and but I'm doing good.
Hey, can you tell everyone what country you at? Because I don't want to get mixed up with Triple G's country.
Right. I'm in Kyrgyzstan. So China is to the south of us, to the north of us is Kazakhstan. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
Damn. So how's it been making the transition from California to Central Asia? It looks pretty. Hey, I'd like to visit there one day.
Yeah, you should come. It was definitely a transition because it's mountainous, and so it's pretty high in elevation. But then you also have culture too, because it's like Asian people speaking Russian. So it's a trip.
What?
Yeah.
So is it kind of by Mongolia, like around there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I seen the country and it looks very modern.
Yeah, it's pretty modern in comparison to some of the surrounding countries. I've been to Kazakhstan since I've been here, and they're more developed. But yeah, I mean, communism fell like over 30 years ago. So when it was it used to be a part of USSR. So when it was a part of USSR, they did a lot of development here.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
how is it over there? Because I know right now where you're at, you're kind of like right next to Russia because I know they're at war right now.
So the only country, and it's a pretty big country, is Kazakhstan, is in between us and Russia. About 60,000 Russians migrated to Kyrgyzstan. They left, they're against the war. They don't want to go. I don't know the exact reasons why. But what it did, how it affected us, is it raised up like all the prices. So before, you could rent a 2-bedroom apartment for like $300, and now it's like up to 1,200.
Oh wow. $300 for a 2-bedroom. What's up? I'll go move over there.
Right. Yeah. So especially if you get paid like American wages, dude, you live good. I mean, it just so happened when I came back, I was home for a month and a week, and I came back and I got on with an international school, and so they hooked me up, man. God just totally blessed me. I'm a fifth grade teacher, homeroom teacher.
That's what's
So
up.
I t yeah yeah I teach English, math, and science. So it's pretty cool.
That's what's up. So everyone, I just want to say this is my cousin, Mario Gomez. So a lot of people don't know, Mario Gomez, he has a brother named Stephen Gomez that passed away years ago. And because of his brother, Stephen Gomez is one of the reasons why in the early stages, I named the podcast the Mega Man's Podcast because Mario and his brother Steven were the first people on the block in the city of Wilmington, Blend and Ruby Dog, baby, Weed Maz, to have a Nintendo.
East
And
side.
because of your brother, his legacy and his remembrance will live on. And now that you have a podcast called The Rugged 33, I like some of the episodes with you and your daughter. It's very intense. Bob, that little dating apps and all. I was like, oh, okay.
The dating one was actually pretty good. We're gonna do like a dating episode too, because we didn't get into like the ins and outs of it, but that's coming up soon.
Yeah, maybe we should do a part three with Mega Man. Was like, oh,
Right. Yeah, we'll do
no.
it on your podcast.
When you come down, okay, before we get to our subject, when are you going to come back to the West Coast?
Well, it's crazy here. They don't celebrate Christmas, so it's a Muslim country. 98% of the people are Muslim, and so Christmas is not highly celebrated. So I'm gonna get a week off of work. I'll fly out like on the 23rd, And then I'll be there for 2 weeks, and then I got to come back to teach school. But I'll be there in December. I'm flying into LA, so we got to hook up. We got to do a podcast and go eat some good tacos.
Oh yeah, trust me, in Long Beach, I got you covered. I got Long
Cool.
Beach. I own Long Beach. So
Nice, man. Nice.
I know. So the reason why I wanted to get you on is because I want this episode to be very educational. At the same time, you and I, we have a lot of our family, they go to church. If it's from Apostolic, Pentecostal, I mean, every type of religion. But this episode, I named it Angels and Demons. The reason why I named it, because there's a lot of stuff that is coming to fruition, a lot of reality. You see on pictures, you see images, you see videos. People can say we're living in the last days. And the trippy thing I really was a little astonished was the Euphrates River drying up.
You see, basically, if you read the Bible, you could see just things coming, the end of days happening. So if you read the book of Revelation, you could see it. I mean, there's areas in the Bible that says that at the end of days, people will be lovers of themselves, you know, and narcissism, as you know, is like crazy right now. And just so people know, the perspective that I'm coming from is, as you know, I went to school to be a clinical chaplain. And so what that means is we study religious traditions, and we serve in hospitals. And so psychology, religion, spirituality, and theology all together. And it took me 2 years. And so during the pandemic, I was serving as a hospital chaplain. So I know your son was in the hospital. You could actually ask for a chaplain to come and talk to the family and be there with them and hang out with them and whatever they need. So that's the perspective I'm coming from. Also, it's so not only is it spiritual, but it's also clinical.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying that we're in a battle was it's a spiritual warfare. And
Yeah, definitely.
it's a lot. And I'll tell you, I've seen some stuff. And
Yeah.
a lot of oh, there's some stuff I'll tell you on this episode. But with the angels and the demons, they're more separate because you have angels that are more like guardian angels, and you have demons that are called fallen angels because they were envious of God and they disobeyed God and say, hey, if you're going to be like this, I have to cast you out of heaven and you'll be down to earth into hell.
Right. And so it's a good place to start is foundational. So how did angels and demons come about? Well, as you know, Lucifer, which is Satan, and his demons chose to go against God's law. And so in Revelations, it specifically says, Revelations chapter 12, it specifically says that they were cast out of heaven, you know, and there, and so when we read that scripture, Revelations 12, 3 to 4, 7 to 9, this was going on when Christ was born. So sometimes we go to church and we hear away in the manger, but we never hear like this part. You know, imagine going to church on Sunday and talking about the fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 idioms of his, and them being cast out of heaven. You know, that would be a very interesting Christmas story, or maybe Christmas play.
That is it's very astonishing because you hear all these stories in the Bible, and now to me, when people say demonic spirits, pretty much in a way, they're more like fallen angels, right?
Right. Well, demons or demonic, you know, demonic spirits is basically a spirit without a body. And so it's crazy. If you just look at society, if you look at society now, people are more apt to like The Conjuring, like they're more desensitized to demon activity, paranormal activity, these kinds of things. when you talk about the Holy Spirit and you talk about Christ and you talk about his messengers, which are angels, people, they don't want to hear about that. You know, it's so foreign. They're like, the Holy Spirit, what is this? You know, but a lot of people know about demons and their activity. So I think it's really interesting that, and it does say that at the end of days, that things will be switched, where people will call what is good bad and what is bad good, or evil and good, and it'll switch. And we see that happening.
Yeah, I see that happening. I just feel like right now with the world, what's going on, I see a lot of chaos. Oh, it's way worse, cousin. And it's like to the point, you know, you're right. You see a lot of narcissist people, a lot of narcissist stuff. And it's like, and what you see on social media and promoting all this wicked and demonic stuff, it's like to the point, I'm scared to look at that stuff. I don't want to bring that, because some say, like, when you watch stuff like that, you're opening yourself up to have demonic spirits come into your life.
Yeah, and this is why it says in the Bible, it says that we are supposed to be of sober mind. We're supposed to always be in our mind. This is why as Christians or as people, we shouldn't practice being drunk. We shouldn't practice certain things, you know, because we should be in our mind. It also says that we should test all spirits, because a lot of people, they're interested in the spirit realm, and sometimes demons will come, you know, as a light, as an angel of light. This is how Satan came, as an angel of light. He's not going to come in an ugly form, and yeah, sometimes he will, but a lot of times, as we know, demons do three things: they deceive people, they tempt people, and they destroy people. And so demons are very deceitful. So I could tell you a cool story is, and you know, our cousin Matthew Martinez, we were hanging out one day and I was like 12 years old. We went to his neighbor's house and they were playing with a Ouija board. And yeah, I was interested in it. I didn't put my hands on the little thing, but I was interested in it. And so my cousin was like, he's like, okay, what's my grandma's name? And my grandma's name's Elvira, Elvira, you know? And so sure enough, it spelled out my grandma's name. It spelled out the year that she was born. And then the third question, that thing just went right off the board, right? So people will ask, like, well, how do they know these things? They know these things because these spirits have been watching you for years. And let's think about it. Just in our Martinez family, what are some of the things that have messed with our family, that have deceived our family members, or tempted our family members, or destroyed our family members? Addiction, right? Addiction, man, has messed with our family. So that spirit of addiction has messed with our family for years. For years. What messed with you will probably mess with your dad, or probably mess with your grandpa. You know, my dad, he, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, keep on, carry on, because I was going to ask you something after that. So carry on.
Yeah, so we just have to be careful also. We can't blame everything on the spirit world. Yeah, it happens there first. We can't see like a crow flying by and we're like, oh my gosh, that was a omen or a demon. No. The first thing, because even the Bible talks about, like, we should test all spirits. The Word of God says, if you are absent of the body, you are present with the Lord. So that means that when you die, you're going to go to one place or the other. You're not, like, floating around, you know. If the Bible is your foundational truth, it might not be, you know. But in my experience, these are some of the things that I've experienced.
I think for me, when you're talking about what you just said right there, I feel like in my life, I'm battling, it's a spiritual warfare. And I know I haven't been at church for a lot of years, cousin. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen a lot of wicked stuff, and I see with my own eyes, and I've seen demonic spirits around, to the point it was like to the point I had to call my dad and let him know, what do I do with situations like this? Because, you know, we all go to church, we're all children of God, but I feel like the deceitful, the demonics are always trying to say, you know, hey, we're watching you. You know, we know you like alcohol. We know you like this and all that. Yeah. So it's something where there's times, cousin, I can't sleep at night. I really can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I live in 98% Muslim country. And one of my friends, she messaged me and she's like, Mario, I pray and I feel like somebody's in my room. Like somebody's watching me. And to a point of, she said she saw a dark silhouette. And I'm like, all right, the next time it happens, what I'd like for you to do is, but you have to believe. Belief and faith is the beginning of the fear of God, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, look it, the next time it happens, if you can say, because Jesus's name has so much power, I said, if you say his name and believe, it will go away. And so I didn't hear from her for a couple of days. And then she messages me and she's like, oh my God, it happened. And I just said his name and I kept on saying his name and it went away. Like, I could sleep now. And so when we read in scripture, we see that even in the New Testament, it's like 98 times it talks about demons. It's very prevalent. It's something that Jesus dealt with. The recordings of the demon activity are also in the Bible, like 98 times. It means something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are constantly battling. It says that we are constantly battling in the spirit world. The spirit world is more real than me and you sitting here. It's more real. The issue is that we can't see it. And so do I live my life in fear? No. I'm a believer in Christ. I believe his name has amazing power. And so I'm able to call on his name. And so when I call on his name, it says that even in scripture, it says that demons will flee. They will leave when you call on his name. And so these are some of the ways that we could fight against these things. The first thing is, don't open the door. Don't give them legal right to your home, to your mind, to your body, to your children. Sometimes we open doors that shouldn't be open, that should be closed.
That's a fact.
And, you know, and when we're not of sober mind, when, you know, people, they'll be like, Pastor Mario, is it okay if you drink? The word of God also says not everything is permissible. That means not everything is good. You know, my family comes from a family of addiction. My dad was a heroin addict by the age of 14.
Damn.
You know? Yeah, dude, functioning heroin addict. You know, he went to the university, got numerous degrees, but this addiction has messed with our family. Look at how many family members have died to addiction and are still battling it.
I've been battling with alcohol, you know, because it runs in both our family, Martinez, and also for the Amadors. And, you know, womanizing, all just everything, like in the book. And it's hard. I know. Now, no Susie over here. I'm retired.
But
pretty much in a way, I always feel like, are these curses that will live on with our kids? Or what do we do to end this cycle?
Well, the first thing is of course you don't have to get into dirty details with your kids.
I know.
Right? On what you've done. But it's that shame and guilt that keeps us from sharing with our children or with our family members. Like, dude, like sexual abuse. How many people that we know have been sexually abused and they throw it under the carpet? Like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you go and you yell it on the mountaintop, but I remember that we had, like, my aunt's husband, dude, he was a child molester. And I remember my dad coming and telling me, I don't want you by him. Don't be near him. You know, like, dude, yeah, they reported him. He spent time into all those kinds of things. But sometimes in families, we hide things out of guilt and shame instead of, hey, protect your family. You know that our kids have issue, our family has members or has issues with addiction. Are you going to hide it from them? Or are you going to be honest? So the first thing is saying, okay, to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, what issues do I have? And then not to be passive to those things. I mean, have you ever had that thought that came along came to your mind and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Right?
Yeah.
And
And
it's
you think about it all day.
right? And it's because it's the it's on it says that Satan is walking around just looking for a foothold like a lion to steal, kill, and destroy. He's just waiting. Now, do we live in fear? No, because we have faith that, you know, God will protect us. It says in scripture that there's also angels that are working for us. Isn't that amazing? Like, yeah, and God is for us. It says he's not going to give us more than we can handle. But sometimes we choose, just like Lucifer and the demons, they chose, I don't want to be part of God's law. And you can choose it. That's the amazing thing about Christ. He says, okay, I'm going to give you free will. You The addiction part is that basically, again, demons deceive people, tempt people, and destroy people. And so we have to be so careful with that temptation. We know that we have issues. And those issues we can't be passive to. If I'm passive to drinking, bro, it's not good. I'm not a good drunk. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good thing. Like, this is a cool Mario, but put me with alcohol, excessive alcohol, it's not a good thing. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
I feel
So,
like I feel like there's people out there that don't know how to control their liquor because they have all these spirits and you don't know how they're gonna be. And sometimes they might say stuff that they don't really mean, but they're in the spirit realm. They're not thinking straight and they realize, like, what did I just do? But it was already too late because sometimes in a way, when people are drunk, whatever comes out of their tongue can really kill a person.
Right. Yeah, it can hurt people very, very, very much so. And so it's tempting, and not only is it tempting, there's written accounts in the New Testament that talks about demon possession also being a physical part, a physical thing. It messes with people's bodies where deafness and mute, convulsions, rage, let's see, foaming at the mouth, gnashing of teeth, and extraordinary strength. And so these are some of the signs. And as a pastor, I prayed for people that, you know, that were possessed. And sometimes they'll call me and, hey, could you come and pray for somebody, you know? And I'm like, oh man, here we go, you know?
Oh,
And yeah. So
that's
as a young man, and so also I just want to say, like, you know, I've been to some countries. So I remember in Mexico, had issues there with demon possession. Bangladesh, issues there with demon possession. Here in Kyrgyzstan, issues with demon possession. So it's not just to one culture, it's cross cultures, but they call them different things. You know, like here, shaman, they go into this trance. And then spirits come, and it's weird, man. It's no difference than what, you know, some Native Americans do as well. And so when because I heard the shaman here when he was praying, his voice changed. I was like, oh man, I know what that is. You know, because it
Oh.
doesn't sound human. Yeah.
Yeah, I 'cause I we when we did the episode, we talked about the story, like like when your dad was, when people were possessed, they would just bring them to your house back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I was like, we bring this crazy possessive person, take them to the church.
Right. Well, yeah. And I think right now, sometimes the church is too busy. It takes time. It's sad, but it's true. I'm not saying all churches, but a lot of churches, they're like, they just want to do their thing and be done, you know, instead of allowing people to come to freedom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, it takes time. There was this, so this is a true story, and I won't tell you the person's name, but when I was a kid, they would always pray for this girl. And it even got to the point where like, my dad's like, hey, guys, we're staying at church late again. We're like, oh my gosh. And then we would be like, is it this girl? You know, like we would say her name. And then they'd be like, yeah, it's her. And we'd be like, dude, she needs to stop accepting them back. Well, the story is that when she was a kid, she was getting sexually abused. And so a spirit came to her and said, hey, if you allow me to come in, it will stop. There's the deceit. And there's the lie, right? So she partnered with this spirit, and so she would welcome it back in because we didn't know, but it was continuous, and she was used to it. She was used to the spirit living inside of her. And so finally, after time went on, you know, she was free. She didn't, you know, accept it anymore. So you have to give them legal right to be a part of you, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Open that door.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm going to tell you a story. I think I never told anyone about this. So last year, I was with someone who I have a kid with. And for some kind of reason, the place where she was staying at was very wicked and dark. And for some kind of reason, I would see dark figures, entities. I would be choked in my sleep. I would be paralyzed. Well, I guess that dark entity, that spirit, demonic spirit, followed me home. And no lie, I put this on everything, Mario, and to our family. Middle of the night, around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, my dad called. Like, you know, like, hey, I just want to let you know I love you. And I was like, this is kind of weird. And I'm looking out for you. I'm just praying for you. I don't know what. Something woke me up saying I had to go call you. And he was praying for me. So I went back to bed about 3:50 in the morning. I was asleep. And my head was banging the ceiling. I did not know I was paralyzed, being levitated. And when I looked down, there was a demonic spirit looking at me with red eyes. And I could not open my mouth. In my mind, I was saying the blood of Jesus until I was being hated down to the boy. I closed my eyes and that demonic spirit. Yeah. And all I know is that all this poof, this air came out. And I'll never forget that ever in my life.
Hey, amen. I believe you. I've seen it with my own eyes because I've seen my parents pray for people. We had to clean up the aftermath as kids. And Well, once I became a minister of the gospel, then, and that was my biggest thing. I'm not going to lie. I was like wondering, like, when is it going to go down? When is it going to be my turn? You know what I'm saying? To pray for somebody. And it's not like I was looking forward to it. It was like, I was afraid, to be honest. I was afraid. I was this young minister, you know? And so anyways, when the time came, I was still afraid and everything, it went good. The person was freed. And it was cool. Afterwards, I was able to sit down. We went to Denny's and I was able to ask him questions and sit down with him and ask him, you know, how did you give this spirit a legal right into your body? And he said, man, I don't remember what drug he did. But he did a drug, and he's like, I could actually feel it come into my body. And I was like, whoa, that's amazing. That's crazy. And while we were praying for him, he was acting like a dog, dude. I would put oil on him. He would, bro, He would wipe it off like a dog, wipe it off, and then lick it. Yeah. No color in his eyes. It was, his eyes were pitch black. And
That's
so, yeah, it was crazy. So I was able to sit down and talk with him. I'm like, bro, you had no color in your eyes. What could you see? He's like, I could barely hear you. I couldn't really hear you. I knew that something was going on, but I couldn't hear you. He's like, but my eyes, it was like I was looking at a green screen. And I was like, wow, dude, that's, yeah. I'm like, well, dude, that's so interesting, you know? And so I say that because the cool thing about all of this is the good news is that God is so much more powerful. These demons are on a leash, and God is so much more powerful. And so you don't have to be afraid. And it's super important that you can call on Jesus's name and he will free you. Now, I want to talk about also, because we're coming again from a clinical pastoral point of view, right? Also psychological. There are some people that have a chemical imbalance.
Yes.
They're just not all there. So we have to be careful because it could be both. You could be chemically imbalanced and possessed, or you could just be chemically imbalanced, or you could be just possessed.
Because you see a lot of people like that in the streets. We don't know if they're not there, mental awareness,
exactly,
mental illness, this, and we don't know, or they're talking to themselves. There's even times, you know, there's some homeless people like, hey, they see things that we don't.
Yeah. So when we had to do a didactic, which is basically a study on whether it was chemical imbalance, possession together, or were they separate? What was it? And so it was very interesting. So I'm always very careful. And even in the Word of God, it says that we should test all spirits. This is what it says. Is it good or is it bad? And how we test it is against the Word of God. Does it stand? Is it part of God, or is it the other side? Is it the dark side of things? Mm-hmm. And so that's how we should be looking at things, is, you know, through a spiritual lens instead of a physical lens.
Has when your dad was, you know, doing was he more like doing exorcisms?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what they call it too, you know, like the removal of a spirit. We know the Catholic Church, they're huge in this as well. They have special priests to do this as well. Christians, they believe in this as well. And this is what I'm saying. It crosses cultures. When I was in Bangladesh and Nepal, dude, demon possession is there. It's just they call it something different, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, it's very real. It's a real world.
So now, where do you feel like right now we're in the end of time right now? We're in almost like the end of
well,
days.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the book of Revelation, you know, again, it does talk about, and this is the last book of the Bible, and it talks about the end of days. And it says that people will be lovers of themselves, which we see this, you know, narcissism is on the high. And I'm very careful with
social
calling
media.
These people narcissists.
Yeah.
Yeah, I this, you know, everything's about you or me.
Yeah.
And so we see this. It says that there'll be rumors of wars, you know, and people have been saying for years and years and years that we're in the end of days, you know. But I believe it's closer. It says that no man knows the time except for the Son of Man, except for God. So nobody knows the time, but we are supposed to live like he's coming today. That's what it says.
It's,
you know, in scripture.
When you see all this stuff on social media, you don't know if it's true or false, debunked and all. But when you see a lot of these scary videos of the Euphrates rivers drying up, and talks about when the Euphrates River dries up, that's when the four fallen angels will be unleashed and they will cause havoc in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we see rumors of wars. We've never been so close to nuclear war since the Cuba Libre, you know, that whole thing. I mean, it's crazy. And I'm like right in the middle of it, you know, where I'm living at now. My family's like, are you going to come home? Like, are you crazy, man? Yeah. And I have a bug out bag. You know, I'm connected to the U.S. Embassy here. I could run to the embassy in about 15 minutes. And so I have a plan, an exit plan. But yeah, man, I mean, things are getting crazy. Things are getting crazy. And but still, we aren't supposed to live, you know, in fear. There's so many verses, over 365 verses in the Bible that talks about fear, that we shouldn't be afraid. And so that's, I just hold on to faith. Do I get afraid? Yeah, I get afraid. I get afraid when, you know, I get detained here for...
Oh yeah, we heard about that story.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I get afraid. I definitely get afraid. You know, I mean, I'm an American in a 98% Muslim country. Like, dude, you know, it's, and I'm not saying all Muslims are bad. That's not what I'm saying. I have very kind Muslim friends, very good Muslim friends.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is that here it's better to be Mexican than from the United States. Seriously.
Well, you're the only Mexican there, but you're the only person from we must.
right, from the east side. Yeah, hey. You know. But, hey, let me tell you this story. It's funny. When I crossed the borders to different countries here, the first thing they will say is they will be like, Mexica. And I'll be like, yes, in Russian, right? And then they'll be like, cartel. And I'll be like, I'll be like that, and then I'll be like shh, like that, and then they'll start laughing, you know.
I've been El Chapo.
Right.
That's crazy, so crazy, man. See, that's like stereotype, like, man, that's the only thing you're gonna think of Mexicans as, cartels.
Serious, dude, all the time. I'm in a taxi, Mexica. And I'll be like, yeah. And then they'll be like, cartel. And I'm like, yep.
So yeah. Pretty much in a way, like the food, like, is it pretty good?
The food is like Mongolian barbecue. Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. It's like but they love horse.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, so... You know, I've eaten horse a few times, and it's not bad. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like a beef stew chunks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. So that is crazy. Eating horse is, it's not like I'm going to go to a restaurant and be like, hey, hook me up with some horse, you know?
Go down, but, man. Red, I'm going to eat him.
Dude. Yeah, so I eat it, but it's because I go to people's houses and they're like, hey, you know, you're a special guest. We're going to give you a horse. I'm like, oh, thank you. So they got that, and then they have this one called kumis, and it's actually horse's milk fermented. Bro, they call it the whiskey of Kyrgyzstan.
Here, have some it's juice.
It tastes exactly like this, like really salty milk with cheese, and then at the end, like with vodka.
What the heck?
Smoky cheese. That's exactly what, and they love it, dude.
And is this like an alcohol beverage, or is this like
milk? No. You know how it is. You know how it is. Like out in the sticks, they gotta ferment everything so it can last.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah.
What
So
about
that's
what about for
so
alcohol? Do they have alcohol, like any breweries?
yeah, actually they do. They do have alcohol. A lot of some places sell them because it is a Muslim country. A lot of places don't, but for the most part, you could get alcohol, especially vodka. You could get it anywhere for like crazy cheap. I'm not a vodka drinker, so yeah.
I don't know. That's for me, man. I don't know. What about eight? Have you tried the caviar there?
You know, I haven't tried the caviar. I've tried Russian food. It looks like somebody just got a bunch of cans of stuff and threw it together. But yeah, but it's actually pretty good, seriously.
Oh, you're breaking my heart, Mario, man.
Yeah,
I
not.
wanted to go fly over there and get some food, man. I'm like,
No.
yeesh. Okay.
Yeah, no. The beef though is really good. The beef is like amazing because here, like everything's natural. It's not at all like there's no chemicals. They're not rich enough to have chemicals.
You know, when I was doing a homework, the country where you're at, I do not see one fat person in that country.
Right.
I'm not, I'm
Right.
serious. They're like, it's all healthy stuff.
Yeah, no, it's serious. There's not a lot of fat people. So yeah, it's really healthy eating. I dropped 20 pounds like the first month.
For reals?
Yeah, serious.
Dang.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know, trying to bring sexy back, bro.
talk to me about it. Talk to me about it. I'm down for
Yeah.
that, man. Hey,
Yeah.
I got a crazy a question. I know
Yeah.
with a lot of people that go to Bible school and all that, I know you got the book of the Bible, but do they ever talk about the book of Enoch?
You know, they do, but it's not like heavily studied, you know. And I've never read it. I've only heard it on audio, but I've never studied it before. So, sorry, man, I'm not the person to talk to about the Book of
Yeah.
Enoch, but
It's
yeah,
just, it's a little
it goes def
wild.
yeah, it goes into more de like even in Genesis, it talks about the Nephilim. You know, it talks about these kinds of things, and so I try and really like stick to those scriptures instead of going off and yeah. But I get it, dude. I get it.
Yeah, the reason why I bring that up because I learned something
Yeah.
today. So I
Okay.
know a lot of Muslim countries, they have their women wear gowns to cover their face and their body. But the
Yeah,
reason why,
hijabs and yeah.
yeah, but the reason why is that the fallen angels, they would be breeding with a lot of women. And so what they would
Yeah.
do would cover them because they, you know, didn't want to breed and, you know, to whatever was out there. So the husbands, they would tell the wives, hide your faces, hide them from those fallen angels. That's a little trippy right there.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's the case or not. I'm just hearing you out, but here they have a very heavy Muslim population where they have their faces covered as well, multiple wives. It's huge. It's huge. Yeah, there's a couple of ladies in my building, very nice, very kind, but I only see like this part. Yeah.
Yeah, I just get a little fascinated with that because I'm reading both the Bible and I'm reading also the Book of Enoch, but a lot of the stuff, it's very, sometimes in a way with reading the Book of Enoch, it's sometimes I have to take a break because it's too overwhelming.
Yeah.
And there's a
Yeah,
lot
I haven't. There's a lot of crazy stuff in there.
Yeah, so pretty much in a way, and they also I heard rumors that when Noah with the floods, they were saying
Yeah.
God had to flood the earth because there was too much
Yeah.
chaos.
Yeah, definitely. They were causing havoc in the study that I did, it talked about that in Genesis, it talks about him wiping it all out, you know. So yeah,
And I didn't
definitely.
know when God was creating the world and everything, there was one fallen angel that he had to go to battle with. God had to go to battle. Everyone keeps on talking about the Leviathan.
You know, I've heard about it, but I haven't read much about it. So I'd rather not comment on
I know
it.
it's a little deep and stuff. I just, you know, but if for some kind of reason, you know, getting to understand angels and demons, where they come from, good and evil, I wonder, always get curious, has there people ever seen an angel before, or guardian angel? Always wonder that.
You know, well, of course, there's accounts in the Bible, and then also, the Word of God says He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. So He did, God doesn't change, and we could count on that. Like our thought and our way changes, right? Time changes, and law changes. You know, I mean, culture changes. You know, in the 50s, you could marry your cousin. You know, Jerry Lee Lewis married his cousin, like his
I don't
first
know.
cousin,
That's a little weird.
right? No, but it's true. So when we look at perspectives and we navigate, but God's word is true and it doesn't change. And so I say that because angels are still now here and in effect. And so I don't know anybody personally that has seen an angel, but I believe in them. I believe that they're there. I believe that they are messengers. They do fight for us. And
That's something, you know. There's always going to be an angel, always have
Vincent.
a demon, you know.
Vincent's like, we can still marry our cousin second removed. This
Don't know. I don't know. I can't see myself having multiple wives. I'm going to have multiple heads.
Bro, I can't even handle one. So how can I even have multiple wives? No, I was hanging around with my friends and this dude, like straight gold teeth, because here gold teeth is like a sign of like you got status, you know what I'm saying? Like a grill, right? And so this dude's like chilling because their culture, they don't like legit, like old school, they don't sit on chairs. They sit on these cushions and eat, right? Like on the ground and eat on these like really low tables. Anyways, this guy's just like lounging like a king, but with three ladies and just chilling. And I'm like, oh, dang. My friend's like, yeah, dude, that guy has, you know, he has three wives. I'm like, dude, God bless him, man. I can't even handle one. So,
Well, I hope they're hot.
hey. Dude, they were older. They were older. They were like our mom's age, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. You know, Brady, I don't want, hell no, man. I don't want no Brady. No offense, man.
But the crazy thing is here, the guy to girl ratio, I don't know what happened to the men. Like there's so many, it's so like lopsided.
Hold on. So you mean to tell me there's 10 girls for one guy?
I can't remember the ratio, but it's crazy because even Kazakhstan is like on, which is the country to the north, they are like in the top five of, you know, guy to girl
Really?
ratio, more girls than guys. Vincent's
I
like, oh, that's
might
my
have to. I might have.
style.
Oh shit, that's my style. Yeah,
This
I might
guy.
have to. Hey. I might have to go over there, man. Mega Man needs a wife.
You're crazy, man. Yeah, hey, they love foreigners. But you got to be careful because the guy is like in any place, you know, like foreigners get beat up, man, for hanging around with Kyrgyz girls.
Why? They're haters. They don't like no Mexican. Hey, how was that? When you made the transition, did you get kind of like people try to test you when you were over there?
The other cool thing is again they think you're from the cartel and then they're huge into boxing. So it works in our favor. Like they'll be like Mexica and I'll be like yeah and then they'll be like cartel and then the next thing they'll be like Canelo and I'm like yeah Canelo. So then we start talking boxing in broken Russian and broken English. And they're good. They know we're the best fighters in the world. Like, come on.
Of course. Can, yeah. Man. Julio Cesar Chavez, baby.
Favorite fighter of all time. Yeah. Dang. So, no, yeah. So, it being Chicano works here. It works for my favor. Again, they don't want you to be Mexican American. They want you to be like, no, you're Mexican. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm Mexican.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I'm just kind of glad we shed light on this episode. It was pretty interesting. And I'm just kind of glad that you're still doing good. You're doing okay over there.
Yeah, man, I'm doing good. If I got my bug out bag, if I need a bounce, man. Yeah, we're being in, like, this country is being invaded from the south also, from Tajikistan or something like that. And they're fighting because the south end of this country is a huge gateway for drugs, right? Because Afghanistan isn't far from here either. And so they're, yeah. So it's a huge gateway for drugs. It's just nuts, bro. It's nuts. So my watch is going off, but yeah, that's what they're going after. I was supposed to go to the south, but thank God I got a job and I'm like, hey, I'm going to the south right now. Americans are not supposed to be there. And so I'm good, man. I was going to do some humanitarian stuff, but I'm just chilling. What's the major drug is cocaine and and heroin. Huge, huge. Going into Russia, Kazakhstan. Yeah.
Man, I would hate to get caught if you had that type of drug, because you know those Muslim countries, man. You go, wah!
Bro. Like, here, weed is looked like meth. That's the way they treat it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah.
How many
you
years?
You want to know the funny thing, right? You want to know the funny thing is, you know how the green cross in California is for, like, weed shops? They have a green cross here, like, all over the place. And I was like, dang, this is before I knew about the weed situation here. And they're like, I'm like, dang, they have a lot of weed shops. And my friends are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the green crosses. They're like, no, those are our drug stores.
What?
Yes. Yeah. It's like Walgreens to them. Well, I'll take a picture for you.
So, okay. So you can't smoke weed there.
No.
Oh man.
They have it, of course. I teach conversational English for 11th graders. They only go up to 11th grade here. And so we're talking about, you know, so there's this mafioso guy. His name's Kim Chi. He's from here.
Kim Chi.
And yeah, dude, he can't go to United States. The Department of Treasury have a $1 million tag on him. But this guy, like, hides out in the mountain. Yeah, it's crazy. So anyways, we're having this conversation in my class. And so they started talking about it. And, yeah, it was just crazy.
Damn, Kim Chi. I'm going to go high. I'm going to go high with Cup B. Cup B.
Dude, he was here last summer. There's a lake here called the Issyk-Kul Lake. And people from the Arab countries come here because it's so cheap. Like, my two-bedroom apartment is $300 a month.
Dude, that's freaking cheap.
My water bill last month was $3. Electric was $5. They got cable for $5. Fastest internet is $10.
That's cheap.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Okay. What about gas? How much the gas prices?
Gas price is about half.
Oh my God, I gotta move
over
there.
Well, it's like $2.50. They sell it in liters here, but I already did the math. It's like $2.50.
Say, my homie put that lesbian in Russia received 9 years for a vape pen.
Dude, the atrocities that are going on because of the war, it's just crazy in Russia. So many people are leaving. You can't even say anything bad. You can't go against the war over there. They're gonna arrest you. I mean, just crazy stuff that's happening over there.
So do you feel like we're almost in the end of this episode, but I
Yeah.
sometimes when I see stuff like that going on in the news, you know, I'll be honest, I worry about you because I really do.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. That's why I stopped crossing borders recently, you know.
Yeah.
I was still crossing some of them during the war, but I stopped crossing. I'm thinking about if I should continue to stay, you know, because I have kids. I've got grandkids, man, and they're like, you know, that Sonny's like, I worry about you, Dad. Like, I'm like, well, would you feel comfortable? Because I got an offer to teach in like my dream place, Phuket, Thailand. You know?
Wow. Oh, that's where all the
Yeah,
kids
dude.
go, the MMA fighters.
Right? Muay Thai, good food, amazing beaches. And they, like, as a teacher, they pay you like a crazy amount of money, you know? And so, but of course, everything hinges on what God wants me to do. I'm here. You know, it's amazing. Yeah, we'll see what happens, man.
Oh, I just want to say, cuz, I'm proud of you. You're doing it. You got the podcast, Rugged 33 Podcast.
Yeah,
You're gonna do another episode with your daughter. Maybe what? Dating apps part two.
dating apps part two. Yeah, it's hilarious
How's she doing?
because she
Doing okay?
you know, Sunny. Yeah, she's doing really good. She's in her senior year. You know, she wants to be a teacher, professor, like her daddy. So I'm excited for her, you know. She got a boyfriend. Well, you heard she has a boyfriend. He's a nice dude, but I still gotta give him hell.
I only met your daughter once. I only met her once.
Okay. Yeah, on the episode she talks about him a little bit, but no, it's good, man. I can't wait to go home. Seriously. I get homesick. I'm off this whole week because it's like winter break, you know? So I'm off this whole week. So I'm like, man, I'm missing home. It's just when you hear somebody speak English here, it's so rare. When you hear somebody speak English, you're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Well, you got me.
Yeah.
You can DM me. You can do FaceTime. We can chop it up
Yeah.
and everything. But I just want to say, Mario, thank you for coming on the Lobby Social Experiment podcast. I
Yeah.
really talk about angels and demons. I really appreciate it. And also, where can everyone follow you at?
You can follow me on, you know, on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook, but you'll follow me on Instagram and Rugged 33 Podcast. It's on all major. I mean, you started me off, man. You got me started and encouraged me, and
Yeah,
so
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah.
Vincent, thanks, man. Thanks for coming on. All my friends and family that are supporting, thank you. And I'm excited for your new venture. Mega Man was awesome, man.
Yeah, it was good, but it was I wanted to close that chapter knowing what I know
Yeah.
now and start a new chapter with this podcast. I really want
Cool.
to aim to be more informative, but also push out the message to push forward when it comes to our people, to really shed light of what's really going on in the world, but really have our people open their eyes and also bring hope and inspiration to them. Because with your podcast, with mine, whoever's watching this, you know, we're making changes in people's lives.
Yeah, man. You know, to be a Chicano from Guidamas, California, in Central Asia, and being a teacher here, dude, like, it's only to me. I could only give thanks to God, you know, because, you know, I again, I'm, and then I'm like all tattooed out in a Muslim country, you know, at a very prestigious school. And the prime minister's kids go to my school, you know. It's like, yeah, dude, it's legit. So they asked me to cover my tattoos, and I did for like a week, you know. And then I'm like, man, I just got to be myself. And then they were cool with it. So for that, in a Muslim country, you know, that's only God's favor. You know, I wasn't smart enough. You know, I'm not smart enough to make a decision like that, but when you get up in the morning, then the first thing you do is go before God and be like, all right, light my path. I'll do whatever you want me to do, you know, light my path. And so, yeah, man, that job was just placed in my lap. You know, I was actually laying on my couch. I had just got finished doing an interview for China. I was going to be a teacher online, teaching the ESL for China. And so I had to do like a online teaching for like 45 minutes, you know, to the screen. And then, yeah. And so I was so tired because of the time difference. I was laying on my couch, and then my friend calls me and she's like, hey, get up. There's a job for you at one of the international schools. It's a good school. They pay good. So bro, like, dude, they, yeah, I don't need the package that they gave me is just financially.
You know, you're making big bucks. Hey, you know, you're making big bucks when my cousin says bro and dude at the same time. You know, bro, dude, because you know, a lot of people say, why do you keep on saying dude? Hey, as long as we're not saying hecka or hella.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you know, I could only give God the glory. You know, he's the one who led me there, you know, and he's just good. He's good, man.
That's awesome. Well, Mario, yeah. I just want to say best of luck. This is not going to be the last. When you come to LA, I got some, I'm going to take you to some good spots in Long Beach. We're going to do a podcast and, you know, till next time.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Vincent, good to hear from you on text. But all right, man. Deuces. God bless you guys.
Later, everyone. Get some sleep, Mario.
All right. Yeah, I need it.